When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Citizens of the Reject Nation, thank you so much for joining us for the Deadpool and Wolverine official trailer. Woo! After doing this for so many years, it is so cool to still have so many of you guys joining us for what is like a trailer event. When it comes to a trailer like this, we love that when we get to share in the joy with all of you and the excitement. So thank you so much for being here. Of course, joined with John. How are you this morning, my friend?
I'm excellent. I'm ready to share my love of marketing.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah.
Last time we had a Deadpool and Wolverine trailer, it was myself, John, and Coy, and then we had Andrew and Aaron do one together, because this time Aaron is under the weather and Coy is recovering from the vid. Coy's going to be doing a solo trailer reaction, but I want to do it in his time, so this time we have Andrew joining John and Greg. Andrew, how are you?
Go f*** yourself.
Wow, I was trying to make this a sweet intro. Okay, thanks, buddy. Yeah, I'm glad you could replace Coy for today's video. No, man, I'm glad you could be here. You look good in that Super Marvel Bro shirt. Speaking of which, thank you to all who have been supporting the channel and making yourself look good in the process by getting yourself some Super Marvel Bros t-shirts. We got some several Marvel-inspired t-shirts over at RejectNationShop.com. We just recently launched this t-shirt at Reject Nation Shop. This is going to be the first time Andrew's actually seen this shirt. You get it? What is it?
Oh, da-na-na.
It's a fantastic way to support the channel. We've been listening to what you guys have been responding to when it comes to the t-shirts. We want to keep crafting them in the way that you guys personally prefer. So thank you all for supporting us. And thanks to my sister, Megan, for putting that t-shirt together. Anywho, guys, Deadpool and Wolverine, let's get to it.
I told you, you're not welcome here.
Oh, damn.
You're not welcome anywhere. Now get the out of my bar.
Just give me one more drink.
Yeah. He's back.
Hi, Peanut. I'm gonna need you to come with me right now.
Pink lady. I'm not interested.
Pink lady. Right, well, I'm sort of on the tick-tick, so upsy-daisy. Here we go.
Oh.
What the
whiskey
hell?
Dick of the claws. It's quite common in Wolverines over 40.
You don't want this.
Oh, no. Take a deep breath through your forehead. I suggest you reconsider.
Smile what?
Ooh, they're red and yellow.
Yeah, and the Fox logo.
I'm about to lose everything that I've ever cared about.
Oh. Not my f***ing problem.
Is that what you said when your world went to shit?
So much swearing.
The logo, Logan
again.
This Wolverine let down his entire world.
Fascinating.
No.
Whoa!
Nice!
What's haunting you, or should we wait for a third act flashback?
Go fuck yourself.
Hey!
You said the thing!
Hey! Copperheads.
Yo, that looks
Whoa,
great!
Damn,
I don't know anything about
dude.
Saving worlds.
Gold guns.
This is gonna be so
you
cool.
Do.
This is gonna be so cool.
Liefelds. See that? Just feeds.
Oh, nice.
X-Men.
Good catch.
The X-Men.
Rob Liefeld, yeah.
The X-Men.
I am soaking right now.
Same. Same, Wade.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
That's going to be awesome.
Boys are so silly.
Gotta be Cassandra Nova. Gotta be.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That Ant-Man.
That looked like at the end of Time and Loki.
Low motion action sequence.
What? Mad Max. Mad Max.
If you live or die.
Ooh. Whoa.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
It's gotta be Cassandra Nova.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Let's this is gonna be so cool. Slick Ring.
Slick Ring. Oh, I bet there's more info that they CG'd out of that.
Want to do some cocaine?
Why not?
Cocaine is the one thing that Feige said is off limits.
Bolivian
is it Foggy?
Ballet.
They know all
yes.
the slang terms. They have a list.
Even snowboarding?
Even disco dust.
White girl interrupted?
Even force bump.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Yes!
Disney. Hey, it's a good Frozen reference.
Friggin' go.
Oh, man.
Man, that was
so
awesome.
There's so much happening.
So much.
That actually lived up, you know?
I know, yeah. I've got that effortless kind of like fun jitter energy, those butterflies, yeah.
There's so much hype around this movie, and getting the first bit of footage where you actually get to see Wolverine in action, it's like a return to form, you know? And I love that they established that this is a new Wolverine and from a different universe. Mm-hmm. But Hugh Jackman, he's still bringing... Because he's got to do two things here. He's got to bring the Logan gravitas,
right. Mm-hmm.
But he's also got to be part of the Deadpool world and adjust to the comedy.
Yeah.
And from everything we're seeing, it looks like he's doing just that, you know? And it's like we know Wolverine can be funny. It's one of his like charming traits, but to see it in the Deadpool world and then to have the interaction with Wade throughout, it just gave me everything that I wanted. The violence looks like it really packs a punch. Like it looks brutal. This looks like a hard R.
Oh yeah.
I am satisfied so far with what we have seen. I don't want to take up every bit of things to talk about here because there's plenty of Easter eggs that we saw throughout for sure,
references and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we got quite a bit there. Good catching the life out there, John. And then Andrew, my friend.
No, you make a really good point. I would say too, like when you say that, you know, you got the Logan gravitas, and then you know he's fitting into the Deadpool world. And I would also argue too, you got the Deadpool. Now I want to see some of that Logan gravitas with him kind of fitting into his world a little bit with Logan, because we see him in this, he's going through a little bit of a midlife crisis as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I want to see that as well. I want to see them balance out, and I like the contrast and compare between the two. I mean, obviously we're going to see a lot of back and forth with the comedy, which I'm going to love. And obviously the action sequences look great, but I think it's the emotional depth that is what I'm being drawn to between the two of them.
That was so surprising to me.
Yeah.
And the trailer was, there's actual like character motivation here instead of just, you know, like while you're getting, you know, all these cool little visuals, like we call like Goliath in there. You, of course, got dog pool. You got a whole bunch of things being displayed on screen here. But the part of it was like, they're actually really lining up the motivation here with like MacGuffin of saving the world, whatever.
Yeah.
Most likely Cassandra Nova, twin evil sister to Professor X. It looks like who the villain will most likely be. But beyond that, it was like, we're still keeping it character motivated, and there's going to be like a redemption tale for this version of Wolverine, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You
know? Well, and two, I mean, I feel like because they're going with this angle of like, you know, you're a Wolverine who really messed up, I can see this also bringing in an element of the abrasiveness that maybe gets sanded off in a lot of the other Hugh Jackman Wolverine roles that we've seen
well
up
said.
To this point, because he is so much more likable and appealing, yada, yada. In a Deadpool world, I feel like you can almost go more comic accurate
of
with
course.
Just how much of a misanthrope he can be. And then with Deadpool, you've got that threat of like, I don't know how to save the world, but you do. And for, you know, the position that he's in, as much as Deadpool is an anarchic character, I think that angle of, you know, the TVA leveraging him and then him being tasked, with whatever iteration of a universe world saving, you know, adventure this will be. I think you're right. Like, it does give them kind of a place to meet in the middle while also maybe hopefully giving us a different shade for Hugh Jackman to play that people have been looking for that won't tarnish the legacy of Logan. And then the other thing that's just made me constantly wonder throughout is how much are we not seeing? How much is being CG'd out? How much is being altered? Like, there are moments in that wasteland with the 20th century logo where I'm like, is that a piece of the Columbia logo over there? The torch?
You know?
Like, I wonder, just how much craziness, even just in this footage, because they are baiting us with certain specific references or Easter eggs or things in the frame that they obviously want you to pause and scrub for. What else, you know, is going to recontextualize this footage once we get to the theaters? Yeah.
That's the exciting part that I love about this. You know, in a day and age where we're at this point with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, where obviously there's so much discourse that seems to be happening, and maybe some of its goodwill has been lost upon, not maybe, it seems like pretty obvious that there's some goodwill that's been lost amongst a lot of the audience. This not only just feels like a Deadpool movie, it also still feels like an MCU movie.
Sure,
so absolutely. You're getting both, like the Deadpool movie you want. It doesn't look like Disney or Feige. I love that they have the Feige joke there at the end there, that they're making them hold back whatsoever. And I feel like that's what this trailer really proved. Is this is going to be the hard R Deadpool. You like some of the violence there was like really violent, you know, like the stab in the crotch moment. I was like, oh my God, that's brutal right there.
Let's go.
I mean, like the action looks really good.
Yeah.
This is filled with F-bombs throughout. And then the comedy still feels very vulgar.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward
to this. An R-rated MCU film. Yeah.
And last thing that struck me, I think with Cassandra Nova, you probably have a
hasn't been confirmed, but I'm pretty it's Cassandra Nova.
With her at least resembling Xavier and clearly being a strong antagonistic presence, I feel like that will set them up easily to do some very hopefully astute culture joking about the whole wokeness fight that I'm sure Deadpool
the female
easily,
version of X
exactly. They could easily turn that on its ear and you know if their comedy is sharp enough, which I have faith it will be, you know, that could be pretty fun.
Yeah, no, for sure. And just in the little clips we got of her, she felt very menacing, but I'm also hoping they get the sense of feeling like she's an outsider like she did in the comics. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. But that sequence we got of her fighting Wolverine was really cool. It kind of reminded me a little bit of when we see Magneto
in X-Men 1.
I was getting little flashes and shades of that. But she looks awesome.
Yeah, man. I personally love the hell out of this trailer.
This movie's going to make so much money.
It's going to make so much money. Surprise the hell out of me. It's weird. It's like I'm surprised but not surprised because of just like, wow, it looks like they're really giving us what we would want and still surprising us simultaneously. You know, it's not only what we want but more. That's the impression that I'm getting at the very least. Who knows? Maybe by the time it comes out, maybe we'll be disappointed or whatever. In the meantime, though, I'm heavily anticipating this experience, asking you guys in the comments, let us know your favorite moments from the trailer below. Wolverine costume looks amazing. I hope that we do get the actual, it doesn't look like it. Maybe they're reserving it, but it would be cool to get the mask, but I love like the sleeveless look and everything.
Oh, yeah. Looks sick.
Looks amazing. So yeah, guys, leave your thoughts down below. Looking forward to hearing what you all have to say. Thank you so much for being here again for this trailer event. Catch you guys soon. Sink.